for contacting Fragrant Jewels. This is Lauren. And with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, Lauren. My name is Laura.
And how are you doing today?
I've been better, but thank God it's Friday, right?
Right.
So I gave into some impulse buying for the Black Friday sale, but I'm having some issues, and I'm fearing that they signed me up with my same email for a new account, and I'm really confused. So I was signed in, and then I went and clicked on the Black Friday sale, because that's kind of how I got it from my email.
Yeah.
And then essentially it said, oh, for new people, go ahead and have this spa special. And here, buy this for a ring, 2 for $50. I'm like, what? And it's like, nah, I don't need this. I don't want to be a customer. And I'm like, I'm very confused and a little insulted. I've bought a lot, and I'm trying to stock up for Christmas gifts. So I figure, why not use that? And I had issues with purchasing the items altogether, so then I switched to PayPal, used the same card. I don't know why it had an issue, but it went through. And then it gave me a code, and it said, welcome new member. And I'm like, excuse me? I have points. I have lots of points. Don't make me new. Can you help me?
Yeah, can I get the spelling of your email address?
Yep, it's O as in ostrich, R as in Robin, T as in Tom, H as in Harriet, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, I as in Iguana, R as in Rabbit, I as in Iguana, E as in Elephant, S as in Snake, at yahoo.com. And I also have the order confirmation. I took a picture because I'm heading to a doctor's appointment. I was trying to get it in beforehand.
No, I gotcha. I gotcha.
But you do see that I have, like, tons of points because I put in my email because it's like, oh, reward points. I'm like, okay, I'll re-put it in. And it's like, you have this many points. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And then it switched over. It's like, welcome, new member. I'm like,
I gotta get it pulled up. My computer has been acting a hot mess today, so I'm just getting it pulled up real quick, and I will
completely understand with the computers.
I'm so over it today.
I'm in a call center as well for a bank, and my first customer started off by yelling at me and telling me, how do I log in? I've done this before with two other reps, and I'm like, okay, well, okay, I can't help you if you're yelling at me and asking
no,
me what
I
to
gotcha.
Do, but then talking over me.
I gotcha. No, I understand. I'm pretty sure I heard you incorrectly when you were spelling your email. Is it O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, T as in Tango, H as in Hotel, F as in Foxtrot, A as in Alpha, I as in India, R as in Romeo, I as in India, E as in Echo, and S as in Sierra at yahoo.com?
It should be spelled out in words. Horse, Road, Fairies at yahoo.com. I might have missed something in there, so I do apologize. But horse, just like you had it, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, T as in Tango, H is in, I apologize, I know you said something, but happy.
Yeah, that's fine.
But then it's road, spelled out like I'm driving on a road, R-O-A-D, and then fairies, like the fairies that, you know, have wings, Tinkerbell.
Yeah, okay, I got you right here.
Yahoo.com. Okay, perfect. I got an order number, though, and I know they can look me up that way.
Yeah, no, I got you right here. I see your order. I'm pretty sure there's just, like, a website error. I shouldn't say this because, you know, I don't want to make us sound bad, but and we're not, like, the products are great. The website leaves much to be desired. When we have big sales like this, the website has a conniption fit every single time.
Okay, because it said I only had 135 reward points. I'm like, use the out of me.
Were you logged in when you placed the order?
Yes, and then it asked me for my reward email again, so I'm like, okay, no big deal. So that's where I'm like, I logged in twice, technically.
Maybe it did not. I don't know what happened. You have 4,618 points, though. Like, you're good.
Recent 135?
Yes, so that's what it was telling you. I have this amount of points. That's the amount of points you just got from this order. No, our website doesn't know how to handle big sales because, you know, it gets flooded with customers and then it just does not know what to do with itself.
Right, because, like, the other thing that concerned me is I was going to try to make it with this purchase. I was trying to buy the collector item of the, the month so I could get that done to get the rare. Because every time I've ordered stuff, I keep on getting random rares or broken rares. And I'm just like, listen, I just want the rare that's supposed to be for the Loch Ness Monster in October. Those ones are cool. I don't want no hummingbirds. I don't want no fancy fruity-cooty thing. And I'm just like, okay, why didn't it combine? That would have been just so much easier. So I'll have to go and try it when I get home, I guess, and repurchase those. But I just wanted to make sure I don't have two accounts floating out there now.
Yeah, I can check and make sure. I can check and make sure. You shouldn't, but I'll check your name real quick. Let's see here. While I am doing this, I did want to let you know we do have a special for our customers calling in on a mystery pixie dust discounted to $7.99 plus shipping and handling, just if you would like to take advantage of that today.
What's the pixie dust? Is that just like the sugar scrub stuff?
So it's a bath bomb that comes in like a broken down crumble form. So instead of like getting like a one-time use out of the bath bomb, you can use as much or as little of it as you would like.
Oh, okay. No, then I'm good. I thought it was like the sugar. Like if it was like sugar scrub, I'd be interested, but no, I'm good. Thank you.
Not a problem. Yeah, so you, I understand. Yeah, you don't have two accounts. You just have the one. It looks like our website was just having a temper tantrum, which I mean, again, I shouldn't like give away little dirty secrets, but it does not deal well with large crowds. I mean, same,
yeah,
but
I'm kind of nervous when it comes to like the next week's sale, because like I said, I don't need these, and I was going over them meticulously all day while I was at work going, do I really want that one? Who should I give this one? Do we have the size for them? And it just got me, I'm like, okay, I got the main ones I need. I already went over a budget, but whatever. It's supposed to be a better sale, supposedly, and that's where I'm hoping it all
works
out.
No, I got you, and I do apologize. But yeah, no, you have like 4,600 and some points.
Okay, good. And then right now, do you see something in the cart, or did it delete it for the Nutcracker one, I believe, is the one I had in there?
I'm not able to see what's in your cart. I can just see like your orders and stuff. I can't see what you I don't see what you see when I look at your account. I see like your previous orders, and I'm able to like manipulate them and stuff if need be.
No worries.
Like, if there was an issue with it, I can, like, replace it or something like that. But I can't see what you see.
Yeah, right now, from the one that I got, because I just got the evil eye and it was wrong, and I sent an email with a picture showing how it was damaged. They sent out a new one, so I'm just waiting for that one. I got a package the other day. I haven't looked at it yet. So far, I think we are good. If not, I can call. But
oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think we're good right now from everything else.
All right, and was there anything else you were wanting me to kind of look into or take care of while I had the account open for you today?
Not that I can think of. My only worry is that it said it was apple-scented, and I'm just a little concerned because I know that there's a couple apple scents out there, especially with going to Yankee Candle and, like, Bed Bath & Beyond. If it's, like, the waxy smell of, like, almost like a cleaner, I don't like those because I get a headache from those. Like, it's too intense. But if it's like a natural apple smell, I'm fine. So if it is that waxy kind of like almost chemical, am I allowed to go ahead and return it if that's the case? Or can I get a different candle?
For the protection collection?
It was the apple one that was golden apple. It was like a caramel apple.
The Gertrude's Golden Apples?
And it came with a moonflower one. I ordered that at the same time.
So once those ship out, we aren't technically able to take them back. But the Gertrude's Golden Apples, it smells like an apple pie.
Okay.
So like it's really good. Like we sold out completely of those last year, and it was this big deal. But it was all because of the smell.
Okay. Yeah. As long as it's not like that fake apple where it's like chemical induced, then I'm fine. I like the more subtle notes, so that's my only worry.
No,
I'm
I got
like,
you.
Okay, caramel, I like that, but I just get headaches from that, so I wanted to make sure, like, what do I do if that's the case? Because I read the ingredients, and I talked with a rep before I bought it, and they're like, yeah, it's a little hard to kind of see some of the ingredients on there. They said it was a website as well, so that's where I'm like, I kind of understand what you're saying, the website, but I just wanted to know what I can do on, I guess, my side, because I've been spending a lot of money with you guys.
No, I got you.
Okay, so basically what happens
isn't
the right one, I guess.
Now, did they say that we could replace it when you talk to them, or?
One person before has, where they've ordered it because of that. Another person said the same thing you said. So I've gotten mixed results. I'm not going to say that you all have said you'll replace it, but some have and some haven't. So that's why I wanted to know, I guess, just asking what is my recourse.
So I want to say, like, if someone told you yes, then it shouldn't be a problem if you just call back and explain. It's kind of a very, like, we're not supposed to, like, you know, if the smell's not something that, like, you know, isn't quite what you're,
like, if... I like it because it's, right, I get it's, like, if that's not what I wanted, but it's more so, like, if this is not good medically where it gives me a headache, you know how some of them
that's
what I want to make sure. I can pass it off to my girlfriend or someone else, because I've done that before. I'm like, here, I don't like this, you get a now new candle. She's like, yay, more free candles. I'm like,
Right. Yeah, no, that should be fine.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure then. I will wait because I think they said it was arrived. I have to check my one area because they normally have two spots where they deliver it.
Yeah.
And then I can kind of go from there, and I'll just call back if that's the case. I'm hoping it's going to be like you said, the apple pie, and I don't have to worry about it. It's just there's some apple ones out there that are just literally give me a headache because it's like so chemically. It's like,
no,
it's
I gotcha. I understand.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and you have a good weekend. Otherwise, I think that is all I really can have help with today.
I got you. Well, if there is anything else, you know, just, you know, let us know. I did want to let you know to be on the lookout in about 3 to 4 days. You'll receive an email just with a short survey just kind of regarding your experience with Fragrant Jewels. And if you could take a moment to fill that out, we do greatly appreciate the feedback.
Okay, of course. Will do.
Thank you so much. You have a great rest of your day, and thank you so much for contacting Fragrant Jewels.
You too. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You as well. Bye.